So as you may have seen in the bio in your program, I've done many random things in my life. And many of those random things I did when I was a grad student in London, and I was working part-time for a temp agency to get by. So it was 2005, and they called me on December 23rd and said that they needed somebody for a temp job to wrap presents at the Ralph Lauren store the next day, which would be Christmas Eve day. And I accepted immediately because for a few reasons. The first was that I was actually, I was feeling kind of down. I was sort of lonely. I had three roommates, but they'd all gone home to their respective countries. All of my grad school friends were at home, were away, and I thought it'd be pretty awesome to be on my own and have the apartment to myself, which it was for like 2 days, and then I was pretty lonely and bored, so I thought this would be great. Also, London is, at least when I was there, it's a little bit different for the holiday season. One thing is that they never say anything like holiday season. They just talk about Christmas. You know, like here you go to the store, and even if the whole place is decked out for Christmas and there's Christmas music playing, you can find that one shelf of stuff for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. They don't have that shelf there. And, like, nobody says happy holidays. They just say happy Christmas, happy Christmas. And I'm Jewish. I don't celebrate Christmas. And so it was a little isolating constantly to just, you know, nobody's even acknowledging my holiday. So that I thought, well, it'd be nice to be around people and be in the happy Christmas spirit. It's also, Christmas is very, very commercial over there. I mean, at least it was then. And I know people here, it gets very commercial and consumerist. But there, in 2005, you may remember, probably not, this was the year that the movie Ice Age 2 came out. And I only remember this because all of the official holiday decorations for the city of London were sponsored by Ice Age 2. And so you'd walk down like Piccadilly Circus and all of the lights on the streets were just these big murals for Ice Age 2. It was so weird. So I thought, you know, this will be a good place to spend the holiday in this Ralph Lauren store, you know, embrace the commercialism, the consumerism. And then the other thing, too, is that I love wrapping presents. I do. When I was in elementary school, we had this thing called the Holiday Boutique. I don't know if any of you guys had something like this. But it was put on by the PTA, and they'd basically turn the gym into a holiday boutique, and every class would have a chance to go, and they sold like little tchotchkes, like golf balls that said number one grandpa, or like a pencil that said world's best brother, something like that. And so for like $8, you could buy something for everybody you knew. And the best part was that the PTA moms would staff it, and you'd go and buy your stuff, and then they'd wrap it for you. And they would ask you Christmas or Hanukkah, and you would tell them, and then they'd put the appropriate paper and gift wrap it for you. So I used to go to Jamie Miller's house in second grade, and we'd go in her basement and play Holiday Boutique, and we would take turns shopping and working until we'd just gift wrapped every single thing in her basement. So it was like individual hammers, like, and we'd like wrap it so perfectly, like with the hammer in its own wrapping, or like, you know, games, we'd open up and like wrap all the individual components until her mom would come downstairs and everything was gift wrapped and she'd be like, what the hell? And then we'd unwrap all of it and make this huge mess. So I really love wrapping presents. So I was like, they are going to love me there. This is going to be great. So I was told I had to be there at 8 a.m. and I had to wear all black. So I woke up really early the next morning, and I, like, put on all black, trying to look kind of nice for Ralph Lauren. And I took the tube over to St. James's Square, a really posh part of town where the Ralph Lauren store was. And when I got there, the store wasn't open yet. And I thought, well, I went in, but it wasn't open to customers yet. And I thought, oh, well, maybe they just haven't set up my nice gift-wrapping table on the floor where I'll be interacting with people. But they had set it up, and it was in the basement. And they took me back there, and it was, it wasn't dark, at least. It had that really harsh fluorescent lighting, except for the one that was flickering. And it was just like a giant table with boxes and tissue paper and ribbons and stickers. And the way that it worked, I learned, was that when somebody bought something that they wanted gift wrapped, one of the salespeople would come down to the basement, say, wrap this, and then disappear for like 5 minutes, and then come back and they expected it to be wrapped. To make matters even worse, it wasn't wrapping things with wrapping paper, which I'm really good at. It was wrapping things in a box with that fancy thing with the bow that I'm really bad at. and nobody told me how to do it. It was just me down there with these boxes and stuff. So the first, when the store opened and the woman brought me the first pile of stuff to be wrapped and disappeared, I just first like stood there staring at all of the supplies and the sweaters and not knowing what to do. And then I realized it had been like 3 minutes and she was going to be back and I needed to wrap something. So I realized later what I should have done. I realized this throughout the day and in the 8 years that I've been thinking about it since it happened, was open the box, lay the tissue paper over it like this, put the sweater in, and then like nicely fold the tissue paper. And then they had these gold Ralph Lauren stickers, like put one nice sticker and then put the top on and then do the ribbon thing, which was a task in itself. But that's what it should have done. What you should not have done is you, this is what I did, is use the tissue paper like wrapping paper and use those stickers like scotch tape. So I like gift wrapped all of these sweaters with like 15 stickers. And then I put it in the box. And then I had to figure out the ribbon. And I like, again, I used the stickers like scotch tape and just kind of made it somehow. And when the woman came to pick up all of these things, she just was like, she just looked at this pile. I'm sure the look on the person's face when she gave them to them was even worse. Or when they were opening it the next day and saw this, like, tissue paper sticker fiasco there. So I got a little bit better as the day went on. I was down there all day, and I was there by myself mostly. But at about noon or one, this woman came sauntering in who apparently had been doing this temp job for a month. And so she knew exactly what to do, but she didn't really help me. She kind of liked like chuckling as I was trying to figure it out. It wasn't really in the Christmas spirit and the holiday spirit. But at about 4 o'clock, the store was almost closing. One of the salesmen came down with a whole pile of stuff, and he was really excited. And he was like, "Rod Stewart's wife just bought these. These are Rod Stewart's Christmas presents. We're wrapping Rod Stewart's Christmas presents." And so this was, I'd been in this dungeon all day. I don't know why they told me to wear all black, except that they knew it was going to be like funereal down there. So I was really excited about this too. Like, this is something exciting, Rod Stewart's Christmas present. So it was so important that even the salesman himself started rapping, and this other temp started rapping, and then I started rapping. And so for a few minutes, we're all just toiling away, and they each wrapped about 3 or 4 things in the time it took me to wrap one thing. But I was really proud of my box. I thought I did a really good job because I'd been doing this all day. I'd been learning on the job. I'd come up with a system. And then I finish and the salesman looks at all of the stuff and he looks at mine and he goes, I'm just going to rewrap this one. And so he took it all apart and completely rewrapped it for me. So I almost wrapped Rod Stewart's Christmas presents. So then I went home. And there's that knot, that Hanukkah shelf. So I had, it was like sadder than the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I had drawn a menorah on a piece of paper. And I like drew in a new candle for that night and colored it in. And I just thought about how, you know, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's really nice to spend Christmas with family or friends. But most importantly, I learned that if I want to live out my gift wrapping fantasy, I'm just going to have to wait for the holiday boutique. Thanks.